I know. I'm not the only one who finds it problematic that in the face of religious extremism, people are invoking religion as a source of comfort. I too find the events in Paris horrific. The evil that was sowed there by those who want to impose their perverted view of society upon the civilized world is to be condemned. The sorrow and grief of families whose loved ones were murdered is difficult to capture in words. One can only imagine the heartbreak as parents learned that their children had been gunned down, or a person hearing that their lover had been killed. With sadness in our hearts and anger were washing over us, we watched the events unfold in Paris as evil was visited upon that city and the world hunted down those who perpetrated those acts. And around the world, people posted their solidarity with the City of Light. People posted images of French flags or the Eiffel Tower, and millions posted, "Pray for Paris." It is this last one, "Pray for Paris," that disturbs me. I know the people who posted it wanted to give voice to their concern, to offer condolences and comfort. But why, in the face of religious extremism, must people respond with more religion? Words have meaning. They are the lenses through which we understand how the world functions. They give voice to a moral framework. It would seem to me, in a world that is being disrupted by those who seek to impose their religious perspective, who claim to act upon God's will, to kill in God's name, we would do well to move away from religion. Rather than suggest that God will bring comfort or help to those in Paris, it is our responsibility as people to act, to do something concrete to aid those who suffer, and to work for justice around the world. It is imperative that we move away from a religious framework that suggests that God either commands violence or is available to comfort. Rather than pray for Paris, we should mourn their loss, acknowledge their pain, celebrate their tenacity, and work for a world at peace. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.